Hi, it's Guy Raz with the TED Radio Hour from NPR, and here's a preview of what's coming up on our next episode. It's about massive collaboration. Why do millions of people collaborate and volunteer their time every single day for free?
You know, before Wikipedia existed, if you'd gone and told people, you know, we're going to do this thing and everyone's going to contribute, a lot of people would said, good luck. But it works, and it works because of a certain kind of chemistry. If you can keep playing with that and keep finding ways that people really will work together, you have something very powerful.
Hey, is that Luis Fanon?
Hi, this is me.
Thanks for joining us.
Sure, thank you for having me.
Can you just hold on for a quick sec? I just got to do something really quick. I literally, exactly at this moment, I need to just get concert tickets, okay? So hold on one sec, okay?
Oh, go for it. Okay. Go for it. That's important.
INTTESREF. Captchas. Hey, sorry, Luis. Are you there?
I'm to blame. I'm sorry. The thing is this. Those 10 seconds while you're typing a captcha, your brain is doing something amazing. Your brain is doing something that computers have trouble doing. So these are 500,000 hours of human brain effort that could be used for something really good. That's kind of what I started thinking after inventing the original captchas.
There's a lot of free time. There's like lots of people have free time.
Indeed.
Because I don't have any free time.
Well, everyone
and
says
you don't
that.
Have free time.
That's also not true. Everyone says that, but when people say they have no free time, what they mean is my free time is already allocated. They don't actually mean, by and large, that they have no free time. And in fact, people in this country have enough free time to add up to, on average, 30 or 35 hours a week of television watching. Mm. And one of the things we're seeing in younger populations is they are starting either by overlapping other kinds of activities while the television is on, or simply moving away from the television, recommitting their time to other things.
When you put this out there, did you ask the question, all right, who's in charge of this? Who's going to be in charge of this?
Not really. I was in charge of it. In the early days, I used to read every single edit as they came in.
Wow.
I would click and see what someone had done. That only lasted for a very short period of time. It got very fast. It was impossible to keep up with everything. You know, when I look and find some entry on something incredibly obscure and I realize, gosh, you know, 6 different people have had major input into this, and it's just amazing. And they may have come from Birmingham, Alabama, or Birmingham, England, or who knows where.
That was Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales. We also heard from writer Clay Shirky, Jennifer Palka, who founded Code for America, and the guy behind those annoying little word puzzles you have to type in to get concert tickets or a Gmail account. All of them and others will be on the next episode of the TED Radio Hour, available July 12th. That's next Friday from NPR.